Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Church is for very long. If you have sat in any kind of a Sunday school class or catechism classes or anything else, or studied any type of a religion or theology, you have heard and seen this word atonement crop up. You can't begin to study the Word of God without getting involved with atonement.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into the archives and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, Spiritual Life and Scriptural Healing. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
Is spiritual life for us today? Is spiritual healing or divine healing for the physical body? Is it for us today in the day and age in which we live in the 20th century? Is all that God says in His Word available for us today? Or did it pass away with Jesus, or with the disciples, or with the early church, or is it available today? Now, there's two questions that we need to begin to ask ourselves, and that is healing in the atonement? And then number two, what is atonement? Well, you can turn in Romans chapter 5, verse number 11, to begin with, and you'll find the word atonement there if you have a King James Bible. Verse number 11 of Romans chapter 5. Now, this is a teaching session. I preach sometimes in which I get everybody excited. But in these sessions this week, we're going to endeavor to learn something. I think that sometimes that we can push the pendulum too far one direction or too far the other. Sometimes all we want is teaching. And we can get so spiritually fat that we're not any good. And then we can push the pendulum on the other side. We can have so much demonstration and so much clapping and praising and so forth and so on, that we're living almost on an emotional area and not in a good Bible-based area, when the truth is down the middle of the road, a little bit over here, a little bit over here, you know, and just have it all together. But we're going to do teaching. Now, verse 11 says, "And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the atonement." Now, he's talking, if you'll go back in chapter 5, he's talking about justification. He's talking about being reconciled unto God. And we see this word atonement appear. If you have been in any churches for very long, if you have sat in any kind of a Sunday school class or catechism classes or anything else, or studied any type of a religion or theology, you have heard and seen this word atonement crop up. You can't begin to study the Word of God without getting involved with atonement. How many of you realize that's so? How many of you ever heard of this word atonement before? See? You can't study. You can't get involved with catechism classes, with Bible classes, with Sunday school classes, or any kind of Bible teaching, go very far without dealing with the subject of atonement. Now, what is atonement? Well, according to World Book Dictionary, 1977 edition, there's several different definitions for atonement there, but there's one that has to deal with God. And it says, atonement, the reconciliation of God with sinners through the suffering and death of Christ. Now, it's a big word with a little definition that all of us understand. Atonement is the reconciliation, or the reconciling, and we all understand what reconcile means. That means to bring together two people that have been apart. And of course, God was apart from man through sin, and they have been reconciled through atonement. Well, what was the atonement that brought them back together? The suffering and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, when we begin to ask some of these questions, then we need to have an explanation of healing in the atonement. Now, it's very easy, and nobody has any problem with atoning for sin. Nobody has any trouble with being reconciled to God through the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus Christ for sin. We don't have any trouble with that. But where the problem comes in is when you begin to talk about healing in the same breath, in the same atonement, you begin to talk about healing was paid for in the atonement the same as sin that was paid for in the atonement, and then you begin to get some problems. But there actually isn't any. And there are a lot of people that are doing injustice to God, to Jesus Christ, the one that paid the supreme sacrifice, by separating healing out of the atonement. Now, Brother Ian Bell, who was one of the founders of the Assemblies of God organization, actually E.N. Bell died at 8:15 on June the 15th, 1923. 8:15 in the evening, 1923, E.N. Bell died. E.N. Bell was at Fort Smith, Arkansas in 1914 when a group of Pentecostal believers met together and they formed the Assemblies of God organization. He was the first editor of the Pentecostal Evangel, which was their periodical and is still their periodical. He was the founder and chief one that pushed the Gospel Publishing House, which if you'll read a lot of the books that you read, if you'll look at them, you'll probably see GPH on it, Gospel Publishing House. He was the individual that pushed for their main Bible school in Springfield, Missouri, Central Bible School. And in this periodical, this paper that he started printing before it ever became, actually it was called something else, and then it became the Pentecostal Evangel, but he was the one that started publishing it just as a minister. And he would, in this Pentecostal Evangel, he would have question and answer column. You know, you see it in the newspaper today. In fact, most syndicated newspapers, you will find a question and answer column by Billy Graham. How many of you ever noticed that in the newspaper, that Billy Graham has a question and answer? Anybody ever noticed that? Well, he had this in there, and so they sometime around 1923, or just a little bit afterwards, they published a lot of these question and answers in a book. I have it at home in my library because I got it from my father, who gave me a lot of his old books, and I've been doing some studying in those, and I find that there's some tremendous teaching in some of these old books that are out of print. And if you can find some copies of it, actually the title of this book is just Question and Answers by Ian Bell. It was published somewhere by GPH somewhere around 1923 or thereafter. Now, here is the exact question, and we're going to quote this question that was asked him. It says, I want an explanation of healing in the atonement. Now get this real close. Do you separate healing from other supernatural gifts and manifestations and give it a place in the atonement with salvation? Or do you mean to say that the possibility of it is vouchsafed by the atonement? Now, this word vouchsafe is something that we don't use too much in our particular day and age. In fact, as I looked it up in the same World Book Dictionary edition 1977, they say that the meaning of vouchsafe, the way it is used here, and that this is obsolete. We don't use it. It's archaic. It's something that's not used anymore. But vouchsafed actually means to guarantee is safe, secure, and assured. That's what vouchsafe means. So then he says here, do you mean to say that the possibility is vouchsafed, is secured, is guaranteed by the atonement? The answer, and I quote, All we get from God today is through the atonement and the mediation of Christ on the cross. That what he said in 23. You realize that's about, what, 60 years ago. And what he said 60 years ago concerning receiving from God is still true today. Everything we receive from God today is through the atoning power of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Now he goes on to say, he bare our sins and bare our sicknesses. Taking that from Matthew 8, 17. By his stripes we are healed. But to make this effective, he ascended on high and gave gifts to men. Ephesians 4, 8. So its possibility is vouchsafed by the atonement. Now listen to what Bell said. The possibility of healing is guaranteed by the atonement. Okay? And its operation is made effective by the prayer of faith. Now that's not any different than the teaching we have today. If we will turn it all around and get the modern usages and so forth and so on.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled, The Healers in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
There is Rhema Bible Training College. You can apply for the spring enrollment. That's January the 9th. Oh my, and so we have some new programs that's just a couple of years old, and that's the Music and Media Program. It's a wonderful program to learn about church service production, video making, social media,
church audio, podcasts, the different things. You know, things change in the way we present the gospel.
Yes.
But the gospel never changes.
That's right.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, Spiritual Life and Scriptural Healing. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.